Take your seats, thank you. Right, I do enjoy the odd quiz show around, and I came across a quiz show called Only Connect a while back. Now, has anybody actually watched it or seen it? Or it's easy, isn't it? I watched one episode and thought I didn't get any of them right, not one. So the next time it was on, Niamh was at home and she thought it was a bit sad because I asked her if she'd watch it. What do I want to watch a quiz show? Anyway, I said, watch it with me, Niamh, and if you get one right, I'll give you £10. So she did watch it, and I should learn not to do that because whenever it always backfires on me. I thought, if I can't get one right, Niamh's got no hope. It's my younger daughter. Going through the whole programme, not a problem, really difficult, didn't get any right. And then the last round was filling in words and things and then make a connection for it. About two questions before the end, she got one right. There you go, there's £10. But anyway, the next thing is just based on those connections. So I'm going to bring up some pictures, and it's the first time that I've actually been able to use that one rather than turning and looking that way. But I need glasses on to see it properly. Some random things. I want to see if you can work out what the connection is between all of them. If you think you've guessed it after the first one, don't tell everybody just in case you're right, because it will give it away for all the others. But there we go. Picture number one coming up. Can you see that just about?
Yeah.
Right. Where is it? Urchester Park. Well done. I thought that was going to be difficult. Never mind. The next one. Anybody know where that is? Well done. Well done. You're too good for this. By the way, I'm not offering a £10 note if you get them all right. Don't worry. Now, anybody know who this is? And it's not a relative of mine. Anybody know? Go on then. The right era, not quite the right person. Very close though. Well, I know you'd know, but I'm not going to see if anybody else does yet. Yes. Go on then. Say. No, he didn't build a bridge. Famous for going in a boat. Go on. No. Somebody said Cook somewhere here. Yeah. Full name?
Cook.
But he could have been a ship's cook with a name like that. James, yes. Captain James Cook. Okay. Don't tell me, but anybody who's worked out a link yet? Or think they've worked out a link, don't just hold on to it. We'll see if you're right. No? Okay. Next one. Now this should hopefully throw you off the scent if you've got any ideas. For those who know football should know this person. Any ideas? Raminelli, yes. Yes, Fabrizio Raminelli. The Silver Fox, he was called. I wonder why that is. There we go. Anybody recognise this person? Steph McGovern, yes. Anybody closer with a link? Yeah, I think they've got the link. Oh, there you go. Bring a parent along. Go on, go on.
Just quickly. They all have silver hair. Like silver
no. Well, they yes, but no, not the one link I'm looking for. Go on, say, if you got one. Sorry? No, no. Let's see if the last one gives it away. I don't know who it is. Anybody guess who that is? Who says? Yes, it is me. That was taken just a few weeks ago. I haven't aged a bit, really, have I? Funny thing is, I don't know whether my mum recognised it. So that's me. How old would I have been when that was taken, mum? 5, 4, 3?
Not as old.
Okay, so there we go. Now,
so the age kind of goes down, so it's obviously...
No, but yeah, I can see where you understand it. Has anybody got it yet? Shall I start giving you clues? Right. One more guess, then, and I'm going to start giving clues.
Is it basically,
they all have, they all carry all types of lines? No. Right. Here we go. The footballer should give it away. Urchester. And I'm going to tell you how they end. Urchester Country Park. Okay? The ore that was quarried out of Urchester Country Park went to the steelworks that made the steel to build the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Captain Cook has a hospital named after him in this place. Okay, the footballer plays for this place, and Steph McGovern and myself originate and come from this place. Sunderland, right, out. Sunderland. Close, but not quite. Middlesbrough, yes. The most picturesque city in the UK. Not. But there we go. So, you've got the idea now, haven't you? There is connections. So let's try the second one. So there you go, just to prove, Sydney Harbour Grill was built by Norman Long and Co. on Teesside. So there you go, between 1923 and 32. So just to prove that it's true, that it was built from a Middlesbrough company. Right, next one. Okay. Denzel Washington. Yes, well done. These you should get, hopefully you'll get all these. Corrie ten Boom. Yes. Bear Grylls. Yes. He's always doing that, isn't he? Always covered in mud with a rope and a piece of wood, eating things raw that I would never dream of consuming. Famous pose. Oh, I can see someone's got that one. Is it coming? Sorry? Right sport, wrong person. It's Jason Robinson scoring the try in the 2003 Rugby World Cup, but don't get me started on that because I could talk about it all day. Dan Walker, yeah, Dan Walker, who is BBC news presenter and sports presenter. And the last one, Miranda Hart, yes. You've connection. What's the connection? No. Well, they are all famous, but it's go on.
Little people.
Yes. Yes. No, the connection is they are all Christians. They have all expressed that Jesus in some way has changed the way they live their life. Denzel Washington, for instance, chooses what parts he does. So he's very picky on what parts he does. And he feels very led to the parts that his Christian faith leads him to what parts he chooses. Corrie ten Boom, during the Second World War, wrote a book about the Harding Place and her experiences of God calling her and her family to rescue Jews in Holland, and spent time in a concentration camp, but was then able to forgive, and Christ helped her forgive the guards while she was in there. Bear Grylls, well, we all know what he does, and he expresses his faith whenever you'd watch him, and you know, through the things he's doing in nature and creation. Jason Robinson became a Christian, and it changed his life and gave him hope and moved him away from a life. Although he was a top-class sportsman, he struggled with drink and other issues. But it was coming to Christ, gave him hope in his life and changed his life. Ben Walker, Dan Walker, refuses and has got signing his contract, refuses to work on a Sunday. That's a day of rest and a day to be his family in worship. And then Miranda Hart is similar to Denzel Washington. Not that she openly expresses it, but when you read about it, it influences again her part that she does and the work that she takes on. So we're going to be looking at a story later on this morning about a chap in the Bible who Jesus met very briefly but had a very dramatic change on his life. And Jesus can change our lives in a very dramatic way if we let him. So thank you for that. And if you ever come across that program called Only Connect, watch it. It is interesting. So thank you, and well done for your answers. That was very good. We'll now sing, if we could stand to sing, our next song, Over All the Earth. Our reading this morning, it's a story we all know. I did have somebody come to read, but bless, they're not well this morning, so you've got my voice still to read it. But if you want to follow, it's the story of Zacchaeus the tax collector, which you will find in Luke 19, verses 1 to 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was very wealthy. He wanted to see Jesus, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to his house, because this man too, a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." We're going to open that story up a little bit later on, but before that we have a wee little song that we're going to share. Now, somebody told me there are actions to this, but I can't remember them. So, are there? Does anybody know them? No? Or yes? Right. So if you'd like to stand to sing, and if anybody wants any instruments to use as well, they're welcome to. But we're going to sing Zacchaeus Was the Wee Little Man. You can show them to me, yes. I remember that when Callie reminded me of that song, I vaguely remembered it, and I must have been about the size of that photograph you saw up there, I think. That was. So I hope some of you had a bit of a reminiscence singing that. So what we wanted to look at this morning, just briefly, is that story of Zacchaeus and the dramatic change that there was to his life. And that change was Jesus. I forget how many times that happened with ours, but more than once. So, let's just have a look, whether you want to leave your Bible open at that story. But the first thing it starts with is Jesus entering Jericho. Now, Jesus, for the last little while, had been travelling, and I'm a bit sad because I do like maps, and I do like looking at maps, and I do like finding out where people go and where they are. So Jesus had been travelling and teaching people and doing lots of healing people and doing lots of wondrous things. And he was travelling down the east side of the Jordan. And he then, Jericho was an ideal place to cross over to the River Jordan, because ultimately his aim was to head into Jerusalem. And Jerusalem is about 13 miles away from Jericho. But that was a place that Jesus was going to pass through. So the word went round that Jesus is coming through Jericho. So I don't know whether there was any intentions for him to stop, but it describes in the Bible as Jesus passing through Jericho. So it got very busy. And I was trying to find, and we found a picture that perhaps would give a little bit of insight as to how busy it may have been with lots of people crowding around. So this is a picture we found of the Tour de France going through the Yorkshire Dales up and over the Buttertubs Pass. So the Tour de France race, it just passes by. So everybody had spent ages getting there, had heard it was coming by, and it just gave me an insight in my own mind of just how busy Jericho would have been when hearing that Jesus was coming. So I hope that gives a good impression, it gives an idea of just how busy life is. How it would have been in Jericho at the time. But there was one person who wanted to see Jesus, and he had heard stories that Jesus spends time with sinners and with tax collectors and people on the edge of society and not liked, and that was Zacchaeus. And it describes in the Bible that Zacchaeus was the chief tax collector. Now, I'm going to do a bit of an experiment here. I'll try and give an insight into what tax collectors were like in the Roman times. Now, when Romans controlled a district, the tax collectors were not necessarily employed by the Romans. They had to get their money and the taxes that the Romans wanted for the Romans. So they basically put like a tender in to get as much money as they could, but they weren't paid by the Romans, so they collected more money than the Romans actually wanted from people to then actually pay themselves. So a lot of them found ways with having backing from Rome and the Romans, they got the money that the Romans wanted, and they got more, and more, and more. So I'm going to try and do a quick experiment, and I need two fairly reasonable sized people to help me. Reasonable size to pay. So I'll have Matt and Andrew, they'll do. And can I have Mark as well, just briefly? And I have a role for you. There we go. God, they look scary bunch. Right. Reasonable size, yes. Right, I'm chief, I'm going to be Zacchaeus. You're my helpers, okay? So I've got a few people here with some money, and I think they owe the taxes to Rome, okay? So if they're not going to pay me, as I'm small, you're going to help me get the money out of them, okay? Is that all right? So I won't say that you're by heavies, because that might come across as being rude. Anyway, so I have got two people here that I think haven't paid their taxes. Jill? Taxes time. Where's your money? How much have you got? Oh, you've got plenty there, haven't you? Right, well, I think the Romans need about 300. Okay. Right, you hold that. That's for the Romans. Now, two, three people employed. That's me. That's the house. What have you got left? I'll have that 200, thank you. That'll be mine. How much have you got left last for the week till next time? 20. £20. Well, that's plenty, isn't it, you think? Yeah. Are you going to complain about paying any more? Please? Yeah. You good? She's complaining. Right, well, I'll have that other 10 then, thank you. There we go. And that leaves you with, oh, that's, well, she should live on that. Live on £10, not a problem at all. Right, so, we'll have that. If you want to look after that, that pays for you lot, and yes. Who else have we got? Graham? I think it's about your turn as well. Taxes time. What's in your wallet? Well, what's in your wallet? If you're not going to pay, look, I've got this thread. Yeah. Well, stop giving. I think when we need about 1,000 off you, you're looking fairly flush this week, so I think 1,000 wouldn't go amiss. So... Well, it's very appropriate. Romans need paying. Think of the roads. Think of the water viaducts. Think of the secure. And I won't keep going because it'll sound like a line from a film. But all these things need paying for. Well, these three will take you somewhere and make sure that you have nothing left. It's a bit hard work, this, wasn't it? He's over. Yes, better, please. So what have you got? Right, we'll have the 500 then. Yeah, right, us Romans can have a bit more out of Graham because he's quite close. So that's for the Romans. So, okay. Now, I've got the extension to pay for as well that I've had on the house. So that needs, you know, the party that we've got coming. Are we having a party tonight, are we? Yeah, we're having a swimming pool sorted. So what else have you got, Graham? I'll have that one. Yep. So we'll have that. So if you keep that one, actually, Mark, if you have that, just so. What else is there? No. I want. What's the rest? Yeah, we'll have that. Thank you. And you've got one there. Actually, can I?
One. No. Over one.
No. No. Sorry. As you've been awkward, one. There we go. And I'll have the rest. How much have we got? That's not bad, is it? Yeah. Should we sit him upside down and shake him, see if there's anything else? No, best not. No, I think there might be health and safety rules involved with that. So if you keep that, keep hold of that, because I'm asking you to keep hold of that for when I need it. Right, if you want to sit back down, thank you, you two. So I hope that gives a little bit of impression of a little bit of how it worked and how the tax collectors worked in Roman times, which made them not well liked and considered as sinners and outcasts by society. But we read, if we turn and read, we see that this is the type of people that Jesus spent time with. So if we turn to Mark chapter 2, and I'll just share this couple of verses with you. Mark chapter 2. Once again, Jesus went out beside the lake. A large crowd came to him, and he began to teach them. As he walked along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collection booth. Follow me, Jesus told him. And Levi got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples. but there were many who followed him. When the teachers of the law, who were the Pharisees, saw him eating with sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It is not the wealthy who need a doctor. Sorry, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." So Zacchaeus would have heard this and was really, really keen to see Jesus. But he had a problem. And Faye, this is where I need you now. Not saying that you're small, but I need somebody smaller. He had a problem. He couldn't see Jesus through the crowd. So let's have an idea of this. Those who are reasonable size, can I have those reasonable sized people back again? And it goes back to a little bit of our crowd that we had in here. If you're right at the back, it would have been very difficult. Faye, if you want to come forward. Right, you want to see somebody. If you wanted to see Jesus in front of this lot, what happens? And because you're not very well liked, if you three move forward a bit, and if you come down off the step, Faye, no matter how hard you try and jump, can you see over the top? So it gives you an impression of how difficult Zacchaeus would have found it. And because he's not well liked, is anybody going to say, "Zacchaeus, can you come to the front and have a nice front spot?" No, he is not liked. Have you managed to see over the top? No. Just briefly then, if I grab this chair and you stand on that chair, does that make that a bit easier? There we go. You can now see over the top. There we go. Thank you. It's alright, my three heavies can go again now. So, it's giving you a good impression of the difficulty Zacchaeus would have found in his determination to see who this Jesus is. As he has heard that Jesus spends time with people like him. Sinners, outcasts, tax collectors. So what does he do? Good idea. I'm going to go up a tree and climb up a tree. Now you would think as a short man climbing a tree would be quite difficult, but if you have a look at what is described in the Bible as a sycamore fig tree, and if you have a look at a sycamore fig tree, I haven't got a picture at the minute, but have a look at one, they are very low, flat, branched trees. So within his height he is able to. So he goes to the edge of town where he knows Jesus is coming that way and climbs up a tree. There we go. He's climbing up a tree. Jesus then comes by, sees him there, and excuse me. Now whether he's making a lot of noise on the tree to be heard, perhaps not, because he's a tax collector and he isn't going to be well liked, so he'll probably be shouted and booed down, but he's up the tree. But this is what's wonderful about Jesus, is Jesus goes by and stops in the exact place where he is, sees Zacchaeus and says to him, stops there and says, "Zacchaeus, I must come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." And that's quite an important phrase, quite an important sentence on that, because Jesus isn't saying, "Can I come round for tea and a chat?" or anything like that, is he? He's stopping in the exact same place, looking up, seeing Zacchaeus, and saying, "Come down, I must stop at your house today." Very direct instruction, but Jesus is wanting and must spend time with him. Comes down from the tree and goes round his house. Now we don't know what the conversation was round his house. We don't know what was said between the two of them. But it made a complete change in Zacchaeus' life. From somebody who swindled people out of money, who press ganged people out of money, completely changed. Jesus changed him. And we know that the dramatic change we have with Jesus is because of what Zacchaeus then did. But the interesting thing is all the people around were really perturbed by the fact that Jesus, this teacher, this prophet that he was described, this righteous man, had stopped and spent time with a sinner, stopped and spent time with Zacchaeus, who was hated and not liked by the rest of society, and not liked by the rest of the Jewish leaders. They just weren't liked because of the way they lived and what they did. But Jesus spent time with him. So there's a lot of grumbling about it, a lot of people not happy that Jesus spent time, but he did. And what did Zacchaeus do to show that he'd changed? He said, I will give all my possessions, half of my possessions, to the poor. A big change. But the other thing that's interesting, that we know Jesus has changed Zacchaeus, was the fact that he said that if he ever swindled anybody out of any money, he would pay four times the amount back. Now the interesting thing is that in the law time, in Jewish law at that time, the rule was that if you were caught swindling something or stealing something from somebody, Jewish law said you paid back double. So if you were caught, so even if you weren't, you didn't really want to, but you were caught, you would pay back double. What Zacchaeus said is, I'm going to pay back four times the amount. So we know that's a big change in Zacchaeus' heart. So, anybody with the money that we took off Jill and Graham, how much did we take off? So apart from the bit that they took as their taxes, how much did we take? So ignore the taxes bit, but how much did we take off Jill extra, other than the tax bit? How much? 210, okay. 210 times 4 is 840. 840. Fortunately, I brought Monopoly money. So, there we go, Jill. You can have that back. And how much extra did we take from Graham? 820 times 4 is? Sorry? 3,280. 1,000. 2,000. 3,000. 200. And 50. 80. There we go, Graham. And I apologise about trying to leaving you just one. There we go. And that's back now. So that was evidence that Zacchaeus' life had been changed. For him being one to swindle people out of money, to then caring and loving, to give not only what he was obliged to give back, but so much more. And we see how Jesus had changed his life for the difference. And that same Jesus can change our lives and make a difference. So it's a very short period of time that Jesus met with Zacchaeus, but a very dramatic change in his life. And it comes up a little bit about my coming to Christ, which was through a meeting with Nicky Cruz. Now, I don't know whether anybody knows the story about Nicky Cruz. He was gang member in New York during the 60s. And he came to Christ because a pastor out of the city had a calling to go and rescue the lost. Now, he was trying to be persuaded by his church not to go, but he went to the hardest place he could in New York to approach the gangs. And he said, if Christ can forgive those gang members, Christ can forgive anybody. And it was Nicky Crewe's story of him coming to Christ and seeing the dramatic change in his life with violence and drugs and guns in a New York gang to a complete change in a loving, caring man wanting to share the gospel of Jesus and the changing love Jesus has for him, for the other gang members and for everybody. And that had such an accord and moved me quite emotionally that I had to go forward and give my life to Christ through that time. And it's our challenge we have of churches, isn't it? Our call is to share the gospel of Jesus' love. Our call is to share that Jesus who can change lives. Now, it's very easy to share Jesus with people who are in our same social group, people who we like, people who we see every day, people we talk to. It can be quite easy to share Jesus. But isn't it harder sometimes to share that same Jesus with people who come from different social groups, different points of view, different ways of living? How do we share Jesus with them? And what does it look like if people see me associating with people who are not the nicest in society? But it's a challenge we have as people who love and serve Jesus and love Christ. That love of Christ needs to come through our lives. People need to see Jesus through the way that we live. And we sometimes need to be prepared to share Jesus with people who we would never relate to or never spend time with. But that sometimes is our calling as individuals, as an offence, as part of God's people and as the fellowship here or wherever we live. So that's the challenge I get from this story, is Jesus can change lives, can make a difference, can do wondrous things in people's lives. But we've got to allow Jesus to be seen through the way that we live, through the people we share Jesus with, and be challenged to share Jesus with people who we think are beyond help, are beyond people we would normally spend time with. So thank you for this morning. Thank you for sharing your age.